Blog Talk Radio.
Conservative Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We continue to grow. We are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
All right. Hello, you have Nada with Mango. That's National Association of Disgruntled Americans, for all you Americans out there. Another fine show for you today. So, I don't know if anyone out there has done the early voting thing. I know that I did. And very interestingly, I have to tell you, I go to vote, they ask me to choose which party I am. Choose, because that's the only way you're going to get to vote. I don't know about you, that's not freedom to me. Number one. Number two, they had 11 propositions on the Democratic Party election ballot and 10 propositions on the Republican primary election ballot. I have to tell you something that's really fascinating about this. They both contain totally different things. Totally different. Not, let's make it uniform to see who votes which way for what. Let's do two different for each party. I don't know, that's pretty confusing to me. I don't think it really does much good. But it's really interesting here in Texas. On the Democrat side, they have all this healthcare, Medicare style system, and should everyone have a right to it? Everyone, of course, with 94.35% of Democrats voted yes. Right? Yeah. Let's pay more. Let's pay more for more people to come along and soak from the system. Don't get your own healthcare. Don't pay for your own healthcare. Let's pay into the healthcare so you can have it. I don't know. I always am a fan of having private insurance. Proposition two, Sacramento, Texas have a right to high-quality education, affordable college, and career training without student loan debt. Wow. Let's just erase it. Let's get it all for free once again. I don't know about you. Do you want your taxes at 60%? That's what they're asking for. And that passed with 94.62% of the vote, according to what I'm reading here. And then on the Democratic primary election ballot, should everyone in Texas have the right to clean air, safe water, affordable and sustainable energy? The climate crisis is a real serious threat. Should we have this? 97% voted yes, of course. How can we figure that? Another one that's really interesting. Should everyone in Texas have the right to economic security? Economic security, where all workers have earned paid family and sick leave for training to prepare for future economies and living wage that respects their hard work. I don't understand that one. It's not a right-to-work state. I'm sorry. It just isn't. So 94%, of course, said yes. I tell you. Let's see. Proposition 5. Oh, it's about housing, harassment, discrimination, and should everyone have the right to a life of dignity? Well, you should anyway. I don't know what kind of question this is. 97.11% said yes. Interesting. Oh, this is a beauty. You're going to love this, folks. Proposition 6. Should everyone in Texas have the right to live a life free from violence, gun violence, bullying, harassment, or assault, so Texans can grow in a safe environment? I mean, that's a yes, right? 97.28%. But they're using guns. They're using guns to take away the Second Amendment on that one. And 97% said yes. Interesting. I'm not for bullying. I'm not for harassment. I'm not for assault. But the fact that they put guns in there, I don't know. That's a prerequisite for trying to remove your guns. Let's see. Proposition 7. Should everyone have the right to affordable and accessible housing, modern utilities, free from any form of discrimination? I don't know where this comes from. As real estate rises, it gets more expensive. What are they talking about? But anyway, 94% said yes. Of course, everyone wants free housing on that side of the fence. So, Proposition 8, should every eligible Texan have the right to vote, made easier by automatic voter registration, free from corporate campaign influence, foreign domestic interference, and gerrymandering? And that's a 95.88% voting yes. Gerrymandering's a beauty. You know, on all sides, they love to gerrymander. It's an age-old thing. I think, personally, it needs to be disbanded and rid of. Don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon, anyway. Let's see here. Automatic voter registration. Well, you know, the option to vote by mail, guaranteed. Yeah, that's all good and well, except who's handling it and what organization and who's paying for it. So, obviously, probably our old pals over there on the left want to own it. You know, Acorn, the wonderful Acorn that Obama had his hands into. Yeah, and Hillary, too. Beautiful. Yeah, you want them handling it? I don't think I do. But I'll tell you what, 95% voted yes. Of course. Proposition 9, should everyone have the right to a fair criminal justice system that treats people equally, uses proven methods for de-escalating situations instead of excessive force, and puts an end to the mass and disproportionate incarceration of people of color for minor offenses? What about all people for minor offenses? Of course, 97% said yes. Tell you, this is another beauty. Fair criminal justice system. Well, part of my show today is about the dumbing down of America. They actually want you to be as stupid as possible. They actually want you to be as ignorant as possible. How much more ignorant can really be possible? Well, I'm being astounded here as I speak to you today. I cannot believe how people really don't want to do research, really don't want to get off their butt and do homework and figure out who's good, who's bad, what's good, what's bad, what works, what doesn't work. Everybody just keeps going on with their day, going home, going to the store, coming home. Hey, you know, sit down, watch TV, and that's it. That's where it ends, folks. Sad. And, you know, part of the dumbing down of America is your radio and TV, especially the advertisements, especially Hollywood's little twist on how they need to twist your mind to think the wrong things. The wrong things, folks. Our school system, you know, hey, let's talk about indoctrination of kids in our public schools. I mean, it's at an all-time high. It is horrible. Take your kids out of public school, people. Homeschool them. Do what you need to do to protect your children and take care of your children. Because no one else will. You can't trust the government to do that for you. And if you do, then you're foolish to think that they're going to do the right thing. They don't. So, let's go on with these other propositions before I talk more about the dumbing down of America. And, you know, the fair criminal justice system, oh, that's a beauty. That's a beauty. You're now guilty until proven innocent, okay? It's not the way we've always been taught, innocent until proven guilty. Doesn't work like that, kids. So wake up, smell the coffee, because I'll tell you something else. You're being fooled. Proposition 10. Should there be a just and fair comprehensive immigration reform? Oh, 94.73% said yes. Protect those dreamers. Keep families together and their children. Path to citizenship for law-abiding immigrants. I don't know about you, but to go to another country and just show up and say, I'm here, I want fairness. You're asking for a lot. And I think other people that come here are asking for a lot. Not fair to do to that country or this one. So, Proposition 11, should Texas establish equitable taxation for people of all incomes and for business and corporations, large and small, so our state government can fund our educational social infrastructure? You know, equitable taxation. How much more taxation do you want? Because if Bernie has his way, good old Bernie Sanders, you're going to be paying 60% tax. Yeah, his numbers don't match at all. It's a farce. I mean, we need to get smart, really. Do your math. Now, I was on the wonderful little Democrat side, and totally different questions for the Republican side here in Texas. And I got to tell you, it's a real beauty. And I'm sure this is going on all across the country in every state and every county. This is just unbelievable to me. Proposition 1. On the Republican primary election ballot, Texas should not restrict or prohibit prayer in public schools. 88.6 voted yes. Trick question. That one is. Proposition 2. Texas should reject restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. 85.37% voted yes. Proposition 3. And I'm stuttering, folks. This is unbelievable. Texas should ban the practice of taxpayer-funded lobbying, which allows your tax dollars to be spent on lobbyists who work against the taxpayer. 94.29% voted yes. Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful thought in theory. Good luck. Don't know how you're ever going to get that stopped, but it needs to be. That's for sure. Proposition 4, and it needs to be stopped with regard to lobbying, needs to be stopped in every state, including Washington, D.C. It needs to be stopped at our federal level as well, completely. This is part of the problem, big problem. Proposition 4, Texas should support the construction of a physical barrier and use existing defense-grade surveillance equipment along the entire southern border of Texas. Of course, 93% voted yes. Well, there we go, the wall. Absolutely important. Proposition 5. Texas parents or legal guardians of public schools, public school children under the age of 18 should be the sole decision makers for all their children's health care decisions, including but not limited to psychological assessment and treatment, contraception, and sex education. 90.54% voted yes. Let me tell you a little bit about that, folks. Yes, I do believe that all parents in every state in the union should be the sole decision makers. The state should not be the decision makers for you. However, Family Services and our Department of Health and Human Services beg to differ. They want their hands in your family to tell you what to do with your children so they can take them. They can take them and make money on them and sell them and traffic them, because that's what's happening. So, interesting one. Proposition 6. Texas should ban chemical castration, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and genital mutilation surgery on all minor children for transition purposes. Given that Texas children are as young as 3 are being transitioned from their biological sex to the opposite sex. 94.56% voted yes. Let me tell you, this is just disgusting. How the heck did we ever get to this point? To this point where people are actually in the news saying, my little Billy is a girl, so he's 3. Let's go ahead and bring him to the doctor and give him cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, and genital mutilation surgery a little bit later on. Let's transition little Billy. I got to tell you something, it's the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard. I'm astounded. I can't believe parents would even want to do that to their child. Back in the old days of the 60s, 70s, 50s, 40s, hey, if you are different, that is how you will be brought up. Different. Not in a bad way. Different in a way that it's okay. It's okay to be who you are. But to do this, this is ridiculous. But to ban it, the Republicans who voted passed that, 94.56%, which I'm in agreement with. Proposition 7. Texans should protect and preserve all historical monuments, artifacts, buildings, the Alamo, and any reimagining of sites. 97.29% voted yes. Interesting. I would think so. That's a no-brainer, folks. Proposition 8. Texas election officials should heed the directives of the Office of the Governor to purge illegal voters from the voter rolls. Yes. 98.36% voted yes. Yes, I think you need to have ID to vote. And it is not fair of states like New York to allow a person who is not born here. I should correct that. A person who illegally comes here without applying to get a license so they can vote. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That would be the Democrats trying to sway elections. That's all that is. So Proposition 9, bail in Texas should be based on a person's danger to society and risk of flight, not that person's ability to pay. And 94% said yes. Actually, 95% said yes. That's another scam here in Texas. Be arrested, and then you have bond. Mostly everyone gets a bond. Goes to a bondsman. And then you're in a third-party contract. Who's ever bailing that individual out? Interesting. I think it should be annihilated. Should not. Back east, it's a little bit of a different story. At least you can make arrangements with the judge and go that route. You don't have to get a bondsman unless it's something extraordinary. Proposition 10, Texas should limit our state legislators to 12 years. Yes, 92% voted yes. Interesting. Personally, I think there should be 6 years. Everyone should get a maximum of 6 years. That's it. Term limits. 12 years is a little too long. There are people here within the county who have been here for 6-7 terms. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Shouldn't be. And they're the most corrupt, by the way. And they don't seem to go anywhere because they keep coming back and being reelected. It's ridiculous. So that was on the voting thing yesterday. Of course, Donald J. Trump got a massive amount of votes in Texas, which I was very pleased with. Interesting, on the Democrat side, you know, Sanders, Biden, they seem to be doing their thing. It's kind of funny. Biden is getting the votes. I don't know how. He can't remember his name or his wife. Very interesting. But did you see the video that was just put out of him smelling a child? Yes, folks, Pedo Joe at it again, smelling a child. Incredible. It's sickening. But anyway, here we go. And today I want to talk about the dumbing down of America. And, you know, this is another thing that's really out of control. School system indoctrinating kids to swing left, far left. Don't understand it. Radio TV ads that are so psychological, they actually sway you and you don't even know it. It happens to you in your sleep. You know, Ralph Nader, interesting guy, used to always say, people need to go back to sleep. Yeah, it's kind of got a point. The country's asleep, and it's time to wake up. And, you know, psychology in radio and TV ads is not helping the process. It's hindering the process. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, we have a caller. Let's see what we have here. Let me bring them on. And hang on there. Hello, caller.
Well, hello there.
Is there a caller out there? Hello, you're on with Nada with Mango.
Yeah, it's me, Robert.
Oh, okay. Hey, Robert, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got your stuff in there, but did you also hear today that Bloomberg dropped out?
I did, and I was very pleased to hear that because he was surrounded by a lot of controversy on the stop and frisk, amongst other things. Yeah, I did, and that really cracked me up.
Well, it made me feel good. Now I wish Sanders would.
That is not going to happen, Robert. Unfortunately,
no, I know.
Bernie loves to hear himself, and he'll keep going till he either has another heart attack or he drops dead just talking to the public on the podium.
Yeah, I
he
know
loves
about that
himself.
One.
He believes he in his communistic
does.
Integrity.
Yeah, I think he's almost as bad when it comes to that as Biden. Biden loves himself too, and so does what's her face, Warren.
Oh, Warren just loves to lie. That's her favorite thing. Let's have a beer together, huh? I got to tell you, when she did that commercial for Let's Have a Beer Together, I could not stop laughing because she'd be the last person I want to have a beer with, to be really honest with you. I wouldn't want to have a beer with her.
I'm going to have to look that one up. I didn't see it.
Yes, let's have a beer together as if I'm your pal, Lizzie Warren. Lizzie Warren, let me tell you, Pocahontas, you know. Trump loves to call her Pocahontas. I call her Focahontas because she's as funny
as I think
as
he does, too,
that.
Actually.
Oh, I didn't know he called
Trump
her Pocahontas. I've heard him say Pocahontas,
yes.
But I call her Focahontas. She's the phoniest of the phony.
Yeah, I think he's actually done that before.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, interestingly enough, she loves to spin garbage, and it doesn't work, and I think the people are on to it. What's more is the Consumer Protection Bureau is being shot down up in Washington right now. I just found out today. I love it because she wants to head the Consumer Protection Bureau, which doesn't do anything for anyone. It's only a statistic-driven entity. It really is not a Consumer Protection Bureau as we would think. It's a scam. It's a scam on the people.
Yep. The only people that it protects is them, not us.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't even protect them. It just gets statistics so they can use it in their little reports and twist more money and more garbage along with it, and maybe even more services that aren't needed. So someone somewhere, corporation can make money on that and not do anything, as always, you know? So
yeah.
Is there anything else, Robert, you want to talk about?
I essentially just wanted to let you know that I got your stuff emailed to you, and I got that into your chat room, too, but or into your studio, too. But
beautiful.
Got it there just a little bit too late, but I got it there, so I'll just leave it there.
All right. Thank you, Robert, and thanks for calling into the show, and thanks for emailing that. You have a great day, and we will talk
and
to you later
too.
For sure. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was our fair Robert calling in. Very nice. And we have about 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. Let me tell you, I'm going back to the dumbing down of America. All right? What the music especially. I cannot believe the lack of morality in music these days and how it's being spoon-fed to us. Our younger generation loves it. I'll never understand it. But, hey, freedom of choice, freedom of speech, that's what I say. Our biggest problem in the dumbing down of America is the news. Fake news, as Donald Trump likes to call it, and I agree. Most of it is fake. They're not even reporting the truth in any way, in any integrity. So the big question I have is, why do our elected officials want to legalize drugs? Why? Part of the dumbing down of America. You know why? To control the mind, promote complacency, laziness, no thoughts, lack of culpability, erase individualism. The whole thing on this is prescription drugs, which is killing more people out there than ever before, versus street drugs. So let's throw prescription drugs down your throat and harm you legally, so they say. But then the street drugs, well, we'll just legalize marijuana and maybe something else too while we're at it. I mean, Mexico just legalized cocaine. Interesting. Unbelievable. Crazy. So it's part of the controlling mechanism of the average person in this country. You know, we have to be very careful what we choose here. We have to be very careful what we do and what we ask for. You know, Rod Serling of the Twilight Zone said it best. Be careful what you wish for. That's just really food for thought. Brilliant. I loved Rod Serling. I thought he was a brilliant man. And it's true. If you want Bernie as your president, just think of what's going to happen, folks. If you want Biden as your president, think of what is going to happen, folks. I mean, it's astounding. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me. Have yourself a fantastic day and catch you next week where we'll be back.